Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Welcome to this Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, Kyle, the man with the mic. What a wonderful conversation we have for you folks today. Today, we're going to talk about, for like about 2 seconds, about an award ceremony that no one watches. Oh, wow. And this is crazy because NBC is blaming a third party for the Monday night Golden Globes tweet that appears to endorse Oprah for president. Yes, that's right. Oprah Winfrey for president. She has supposedly denounced all those rumors that they're not true. She has no inclination. You know, it's just all who knows what. UK Prime Minister Theresa May has shot down any concerns about Donald Trump's mental fitness, saying that he's doing what he's doing for the best interest of his country. Not him, not his pundits, but for the country, doing what's best for us. Gee. English is being banned in primary schools in Iran, according to a top official, because they say that, you know, that would lead to all kinds of problems, you know, with the cultural invasion, and so that's, they want to ban it. You know, go figure. Wow. Not in this country. They want us to adhere to every rule and every law of every person that comes here that thinks that since they live in America, that we have to live by their rules, not ours. Unemployment is at a 17-year low. And the stock market hit a record high again, 75th, I think, in a row. Oh, wow. And if you're loving this, the FBI is opening a probe again to the Clinton Foundation. And one of my favorite drivers of all times is finally retiring after 5 decades. Getting to that and much, much more, including transfer news. So welcome to the conversation I hope you feel a part of. And Proverbs 16:3, commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed. Think about that and welcome to the conversation I hope you feel a part of as we talk about Megha Streisand. And there's not enough women awards and, you know, all these best actor and best women and, you know, all this stuff. If you're the best actor and the best director, you know, and there's not enough awards for women. Oh, so are we going to turn into a PC society where I'm going to have someone, if I was a fireman, I'm going to have someone watching my back and covering my back who's not as qualified, but I have to have him because he's Asian or black, when there was a more qualified person that was white? That's what we're going to, you had the better movie, you were the better director, but we have to give it to a woman, you know, we got to give it to a woman, you know, because Megha Streisand came out and got her panties in a wad, her Depends, her incontinence briefs. Oh, Lord help us. I mean, I don't get it. I just don't get it. It's, they actually did that on To Catch a Predator. Why don't you ever feature women? There's only been like a couple times where they even had a woman try to elicit sex with a minor. The other times it was all male. That's why. Hey. That's how this cookie crumbles, you know? But during the whole thing, because I don't watch it, I've never really been into the Emmys or the Globes or the MTV Music Awards or the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards. I've never been into any of that crap. But I guess there's been talk of Oprah Winfrey running for president and how NBC blames a third party for a tweet that kind of claims that they endorse her. I don't know if Hillary Clinton is going to run for a third term. Yeah. It was a joke. But yeah. Anyways, my wife got the joke. She's paying attention. Hey, she's my producer. She has to, and she does a great job. Love her to death. But but anyways, as we go forward with this, I don't know if Oprah's going to run for president. I don't know that. She's basically was supposedly heard backstage saying, I have no intentions, I'm not going to run, all that BS. But she is someone, she would be a Barack Obama. She's someone that would win in a landslide, and when they interview people after, they wouldn't be able to tell you who her running mate was. They would vote for her because she's Oprah Winfrey, or they're black and she's black, or I'm a female, so I have to vote for her. I can't vote for Trump because he's not a female. Like, you're obligated to vote for a black if you're black or a female if you're a female.
I did not vote for Hillary. I would not vote for him.
Thank you. That's my producer over there. Like, yeah, I wouldn't vote for either of them. I still liked... Remember that when they went out of their way to go to Chicago? You know, a bunch of them. And then from Chicago, they left to try to get Chicago to be the Olympic, to hold the Olympics, because a bunch of them had billions of dollars invested. And what was going to happen was, it's decrepit properties, but they got tons of money invested in them. And if they get the Olympics there, they'll get tons of money to fix them up. I used to love the Olympics. I don't mind the competition and all that. That's cool. Go on YouTube, look up old Olympic swimming pools or old stadiums. There were stadiums that were built just for Olympics, and they did the swimming events and the swimming events in this one, the diving events in that one. And once they were done with it, that pool was never used. It just rotted. Once the Olympics were over, that pool was abandoned and never touched again. It's not like they said, okay, open up the pool so that it can be used by public. No, they're abandoned. And they get all these millions of dollars. And then that's what people do. They buy all this decrepit land and these decrepit buildings, hoping that if the Olympics come to this city, guess what? I'll get money to fix this place up to make it look good. And that's what they tried to do in Chicago. Oprah and all of them had all these people that had buildings that were falling apart that, hey, they were going to get millions of dollars to fix them up. Cha-ching. And then they would be able to sell the place for a mighty profit. And that was just hilarious when we were like last place. I don't see Oprah as anyone that's been very, like, someone that would know anything about. I don't think she would go for it. But she would definitely, people would vote for her just because of who she is. Even though she doesn't know or isn't really out there in the political sector. Donald Trump has always been someone that's been, hey, this country hates us, but we're sending them billions of dollars. It's got to stop. 85. 95. We're giving billions of dollars away to countries that hate us and want to kill us. 2005. Hey, we've got We're not taking care of our vets. We got billions of dollars going to countries that hate us, that could come here. We need to secure our border. He's been saying the same basic stuff for years and years and years and years. I mean, I don't understand. I really don't think Oprah's even going to go for it. Michelle Obama, I could see in a heartbeat running. The media would kiss her butt. I would be a sexist, racist, bigot because I don't like her. But hey. And she would be another one of those people that, who'd you vote for? Michelle Obama, and they would already have voted, and they wouldn't be able to tell you her running mate or anything about her. They voted for her because she's a woman. I'm a woman. The person that voted, of course. Theresa May, because there's all these people like, well, put Trump in a mental institution, Whoopi Goldberg and all these, he needs help, and Joy Bayer and all this stuff. And the Theresa May, the Prime Minister of UK, is like, you know what? He's doing what is best for his country. You know, he's putting his people first. There's nothing wrong with his mental, you know, and they're not really reporting on that because they don't want... Okay, here's someone from a different country seeing what we're seeing. You know, we're not, it's not like a, oh, there's some conservative saying that Donald Trump's saying, you really believe that guy? No, this is a prime minister of the UK. We're getting respect around the world again. People are thanking God that we got Trump. I mean, it's just, it's proof that's in the pudding, if you want to put it that way. When you have someone from another country who's very high ranking that says, hey, he's doing what's best for his country. Like, like I was talking to a guy on Fox today, on Fox News via Facebook, and he's like, what do these people want us to fail? The stock market's at record highs. Unemployment is plummeting to lowest levels in 17 years. And they're like bashing, like Trump's doing a bad job. Like, what, you want us to fail? You want us not to succeed? Because Trump needs to be in the middle of the situation. No, it's the people that sit there and dress up like vaginas walking around protesting him are the ones that are saying, well, he has a mental problem. No, I'm not going to sit there and dress up like a vagina and go walk around and protest Hillary. I'm not going to do it. I'm smarter than that. I'm going to fight to do what I can to make this country great. And if the government's not going to help me, then I'm going to do it myself. Our ancestors didn't say, okay, well, let's just protest England and keep protesting them. No, they said, well, no, we're going to start our own country. We want to have freedom of religion, freedom of Christian religion, to worship Jesus and God the way we want to, not the way the government in England tells us we have to. It's just amazing when you get proof that, and they don't know how to handle it because the liberals can't say anything back, except for, oh, well, she didn't know what she's talking about. I said, wow, really? I guarantee you, if she bashed Trump, you'd be all, oh, look at that. Isn't she just brilliant? Isn't she just a genius? She's just so smart. But since she compliments Trump, it's like, oh, she don't know what she's talking about. It's the double standard. That's how it goes, folks. Iran is saying there's like a huge cultural invasion of Western civilization and they're banning English. Gee. They're banning English, and for all you liberals out there, they love us so much that they're banning English because they don't want to have Western influences in their country. Liberals here expect us to cave to their belief and their ideology and all this BS. Well, they come to America, they should live under their rules and their laws. No, I'm not going to. So I guess that I should have a handbook that has all my rules and laws. And if I go to Iran or Iraq or Chad or Sudan or anywhere, I live under my rules. I want to see you go to a majority Muslim country and try to push the Christian belief. They need to come here and you need to respect their beliefs and, you know, you inconsiderate bastard having pork products on your menu. You know that Muslims live in this community? Oh, I'm the asshole, you know. I guess Iran banning English, they're nice people. They support our country. Yeah, I can tell. But, you know, the same liberals that think we should live by the laws of the other people that come here and they shouldn't have to follow our laws are the same people that are complaining about Trump. We had 17-year unemployment low. If you do mention the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 and all the markets doing wonderful at the 75th record high. Oh, then they talk about, why aren't you giving Obama credit? I said, because he's not. No, this is only happening because Obama was president. If Obama wasn't president, this wouldn't be happening. That's what one dude that said, yeah, and if Hillary couldn't have become president, you would be praising her if the stock market was doing this. Yeah, it wouldn't. But you would praise her. You wouldn't say, well, thank God for Obama because the stock market is doing great. You don't know how to compliment anything. You don't know how to have a backbone and say, hey, we were wrong. I supported, I didn't want either of them. I thought Trump was going to do us bad, but hey, he shocked me. The stock market's doing great. Unemployment's at an all-time low. I thought something. I was wrong. Sorry. Congratulations, you know. I don't know if you heard about this one. This is pretty cool. I love Whale Wars and stuff like that. That show was awesome. But since it's so inconsistent, it was hard to have a show. But a hero whale saves a snorkeler from a tiger shark in the Pacific Ocean. This 50,000-pound humpback whale pushes a snorkeler through the water to protect him from a nearby shark. A tiger shark, that is. It's just amazing. And just, it's just kind of cool to see that, you know, that the whale was like, hey, you're in bad waters. I'm going to take you out and get you in the better area. Pretty cool. I've got a snorkel and stuff with stingrays and stuff. Never a humpback whale, but that'd have been cool. That'd be really cool. That was kind of a neat story that I saw. Got to have some fun, amazing stories in there that, you know, not many people would think of. If you've been on planet I don't know what planet you've been on, because if you've been on Earth, you would hear that the DPRK and South Korea have been having talks. You know, they're gonna patch things up and come together, and that's not really the case. I truly believe that basically North Korea was just talking with South Korea about how they can get their athletes into South Korea for the Olympics. And I guarantee you, the people that are going to be their cheerleaders or whoever, besides the athletes, they're all going to be paid. They're all going to be actors. Because if you have people that go to South Korea from Korea and they realize how bad they have it compared to when they go to Korea, you know, they're going to have people that are more than likely handpicked by Kim Jong-un or someone that, like a Kim Il-sung, one of the leaders would have picked. You know, these are going to be handpicked people that are going to, you know, represent them like 100%. That they know that, okay, they're going to go back and not defect. And I don't think there's any true border talks. You know, it is rare. And everyone's like, oh, this is not rare. They talk all the time. It's been 2 years since the last meeting at the DMZ. And talks are rare. Talks would end really fast if South Korea just said, okay, we're gonna become communism. We're gonna join the North and be communist, you know, but that's not going to happen. Until, you know, and to me, it's just a ruse to kind of get together and say, hey, we want to be in the Olympics. Let our people in. So, I mean, I wish, like a lot of people, that there might be something at the end of the light at the end of the tunnel in terms of talks, but excuse me, I don't see it. Now, if someone can tell me differently, please go ahead. I don't see talks between the DPRK and South Korea. I just don't. This is kind of like, well, what can we do to get our guys over there? And I think trying to be nice, South Korea, okay, yeah, you can come over. Speaking of the Olympics and all this stuff and lavish pools and everything that they build for these games and nothing comes of it after the games, Obama's criticized for lavish library plans, including a test kitchen. In their efforts to break the mold, planners of the Obama Presidential Center in Chicago are taking heat for some less than lofty features in the sprawling complex. Namely, a test kitchen. Reports first surfaced last fall that the monument to the first black president's legacy was talking about an activity center vibe with possibly a basketball court and all kinds of stuff, and where you can have yoga classes and a test kitchen for visitors. And first of all, he was not the first black president. He was carbon and Asian because his mom was white. I wish they would not call him the first black president because he was carbon and Asian like Tiger Woods. But leave it to him. He spent billions of dollars on himself. Now he's going to spend more on a library. I mean, it just looks, I don't know. It just looks funny. I'm no Frank Lloyd Wright, but that just looks like something he would do. But wow. I never thought not now. It's supposed to warm, well, I thought hell had froze over. But I guess it hadn't, because it's supposed to warm up. But I think it's time for us as a country to shake things up and try something different. Roseanne Barr is supposedly going to, in her redo of the Roseanne show, I guess she's going to be a Trump supporter. And she's saying we need to back the president. Roseanne defended her support for President Donald Trump and her choice to make her sitcom character a Trump supporter in the upcoming Roseanne revival. Wow. I never would have thought I would support her. I need to rethink my viewpoints here. Is she for real? Is this for real? Roseanne Barr supporting Donald J. Trump. Wow. Interesting. I don't know what you all think about it, but that's just crazy. You know, I would say stranger things have happened, but I don't think so. Wow. Heck, if Roseanne Barr can support Trump, then I guess we can build that wall. And I think we'll do it. It's going to take more than just Trump wanting it done. He's going to have to get bipartisan support from Republicans and Democrats. If you live near a university, go in there and look up, go in there and get, try to get Medicaid benefits or Medicare benefits. And more than likely, you'll see a crap ton of foreign exchange students that are getting crap loads of money. Yes, sir. We spend millions of dollars on foreign exchange students and even more money on people that just walk across the border. I mean, think about that. I mean, human trafficking is huge. It's huge. But, you know, we're racial bigots who want to put up a wall from Bill Clinton's dream because we want to protect this country, and that's just how it goes, you know? I want to be safe. There's a reason why when you go to the 500, they check you when you're on your way in. Make sure you're safe. Got about 30 minutes left or so in the program. I want to thank you for tuning in to the program. I hope you feel a part of, and you know, that's why a lot of us wanted Trump, because he was saying things from day one that he said day two, day three, day four, day five, all the way up till now. And those days go back to the 80s. He's like, we need to do this. We need to do that. You know how much money we spend? The wall is going to save us money. If you want to come to this country, great. Do it the right way. We have laws. There are laws. Follow them. Don't expect to come to this country and live by your rule and your law. But some people feel that, oh, they come to our country. See, you need to learn Spanish for them because they come to this country. No, they should learn English. I shouldn't have to sit there and spend 5 hours trying to figure out, okay, well, at least I can read enough French to get by. If I have to, I can't find any English on this thing, but I can at least find French. Thank God, because this box has every language under the sun in the directions, but the one that I'm from. But hey. You know, it's just one of those things. I've gotten things before that I couldn't find English on it anywhere, hardly. I had no idea what the heck I'm looking at. I'm starting to, you know, and I go back to the male thing. The male thing is just, okay, screw the instructions, figure it out on your own. Then when you get it put together and you still have bolts that you didn't use, okay, I did something wrong somewhere. But I've actually had that before where I've completed something and I had parts left over. But I took it apart and I'm like, okay, I've got 6 holes. And I've got like more screws than holes. So I don't know if they're extra, but they were different. So they couldn't be extra because they weren't different. But I couldn't find any other spot to use the damn things. And I couldn't find English. So I'm like, okay, did I go through the porthole and I'm in a different country or something, a different time? I don't know. You know, pretty soon someone's going to come up with a universal, like emojis. Like we're okay, this just like the, you know, it's like if you see this, it means stop in every language. So when you see this symbol, it means this in every language. This symbol, you know, you do a snowflake for snow. You know, you do like a car for a car. A stop sign for a stop sign. That way you don't have to wonder if you're gonna buy something and not have the language that you read. You know, but my whole point in this little rant is I feel like there's so many damn people that, well, you're a bigot because you want to make sure that, no, when they come to this country, they need to adapt to our customs, our rules, our laws, our language. I don't care if they know other languages, that's great, but they should know English. I shouldn't have to sit there and learn a different language for them. If they're a tourist, okay. I understand that. You go to Paris in the tourist district areas, they'll have a menu that's in English, French, German, and Spanish, and usually like Japanese and Mandarin or Cantonese in the tourist areas. But once you get out of that little tourist area of Paris, if you're in a non-tourist area, if you don't speak French, you're screwed. You may have someone that knows German because you're near the border. Because, you know, because it's like going from Indiana to Michigan and they speak a different language. But at least I'm not like I've had some friends that they go up to someone, you speak English? Yeah, well, great. And walk off. I've had people do that. But, oh wow. This is kind of interesting. I don't know if anything is going to come of this, but I guess the FBI is opening up the investigation of the Clinton Foundation. I don't know if this is just to kind of put something out there in the news, because there's not much going on, and we'll have to wait and see if anything ever comes of it. Until Hillary Clinton's in prison, I'm not going to believe it. You know, it's like the Manchester transfer for January. You know, until someone is actually taking a picture with Mourinho holding a jersey, I'm not going to believe it. It's just kind of interesting because there's all these talks about now, well, are they going to investigate this, you know, this whole crap? And I don't know. If they're going to actually do anything, because we'll have to just wait and see. Any of you that use Google, listen up. James Damore sues Google, claims tech giant discriminates against white conservative men. That's right. James Damore, a one-time Google employee who was fired after he wrote a memo criticizing the firm for punishing diversity, has filed a class action lawsuit against the tech giant. The suit was filed Monday in Santa Clara Superior Court. Damore is joined in the lawsuit by another former Google engineer, David Goodman. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Is, you know, there's been talk that like Facebook and Google and some of these, they try to suppress our viewpoint. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with that. If anything happens. It's gonna be an interesting thing to follow to see if, hey, a guy feels like he was kind of like, oh, you're bad because you're white and you're male and you're conservative and we need to not embrace that. We need to embrace everybody. We need to embrace a whole society of diversity. You know, where every viewpoint matters except for yours because you're a white conservative male. Sort of like these feminists that are, how would you say feminists? They would be, I don't know. You're a sexist if you don't like Hillary Clinton, but since you support Sarah Palin, I guarantee you, if you had Sarah Palin running for president, you had Hillary Clinton running as a Democrat and Sarah Palin's the Republican, they'd still push, they'd still try to push a race card. Not a race card, but like a sex card, saying, oh, you don't like women. You know, that's just kind of how that cookie crumbles, you know. Because I hate the fact that they can't just have a moral ground and stand by and say, okay, are they good or are they bad? If Trump's doing something right, why can't they just, I would have respect for liberals to say, hey, I was wrong about Trump. I didn't think he would do good, but hey, look at what he's done. So it's pretty cool, you know, to see where this goes. If anywhere. And I hope it shakes up people and wakes them up and saying, hey, this is present. This is what's going on. This is, you know, because we do live in this world where, well, he has a cross, so I'm offended. I have to believe in Jesus because he's got a cross. Like we force people to believe in Jesus because we have a cross, and that's not how it works. This is some good news. Illegal immigrant who assaulted Border Patrol agent sentenced to 5 years in prison. Violence against Border Patrol agents will not be tolerated. An illegal immigrant from Guatemala will spend the next 5 years in prison for assaulting a Border Patrol agent and giving him a concussion. About time something's done. It's about time. That, you know, and maybe we won't have to do as much of that in the future because hopefully this wall will get built and we'll have some protection. And people can come in the right way. As many of you know, I finally saw the previews. Mercy Me is going to grace me with their presence at my birthday. Not really. Just they're coming to Elliott Hall of Music in West Lafayette. And it's on my birthday. It just happened to be. Because I've always seen bands around, like, oh, my birthday's in 2 days or 3 days. And I've seen, like, Dark Star Orchestra or whoever. But finally get to see someone on my birthday. And that new movie, they got a movie coming out that's based on the I Can Only Imagine song and why it was written and how it was written. And it's too bad the band members couldn't play themselves. That'd been really cool. But it's going to be March 16th, I think, is when it debuts. And I got to go see that movie. I know I'll be crying through the whole dang thing. I'll probably bring like 10 boxes of Kleenexes for the Mercy Me show because it's on my birthday. And I'll be like, oh, you know, because I love their music. And it's going to be a good time. Hey, I'm emotional. When I get the Lord in me, he moves me and I cry sometimes because it's powerful. Maybe someday my producer will understand what I'm talking about, which he does understand. Some people may not get it, but if you go see Mercy Me or Third Day or anyone, it's a blessing. But that movie looks the preview just looks like wow. It just like awesome. So it's gonna be cool. It's gonna be a good time. So if you're in West Lafayette, come out. Moving on, folks. As I've gotten a lot of people asking about talking about this and stuff, because I had people joking with me, well, just wait, Christmas is over. And guess what I saw after Christmas? I've seen some Easter stuff already.
Really?
Yeah, some like Easter eggs. Some like the reason, they're probably from last year that they couldn't sell, so they just kind of stuck them in the back. And I've seen Valentine's Day stuff like crazy. And I was talking to my wife about this afternoon a little bit, because I guess when I was single, I would always say, I mean, I'm not saying this is fact, but it seemed like everyone, like, this is the one time that we show, I never really saw people sharing their love for their significant other. Maybe they didn't do it online, whether it's Twitter or Facebook or MySpace or whatever it is. Maybe out of there, maybe off of there, they did it a lot. But it just, I always just got this vibe like, okay, can't wait till February 14th. It's the one day of the year I can tell my wife I love her. Yeah, I have to. You know, I mean, I did grow up with kids that like, okay, like, you don't need chocolate. That's what on the 4th of, you know, not, I mean, whew, Halloween and Valentine's Day, you can have chocolate. Or not, you don't need candy. You know, like, now you can some places get fireworks all the time and shoot them off all the time. When we were kids, I had friends that, okay, you better use these fireworks because after the 4th, you can't use them. And if there were any left over, they would tear them up so that they couldn't be used. Okay, 4th of July is over. You don't need to have them damn things. What are you getting candy for? It's not Halloween. You know? Like, there's a time and a place to celebrate patriotism. It's the 4th of July. It's like, you don't need a toy. It's not Christmas or your birthday. And if it wasn't like your Christmas, they probably wouldn't get nothing. Just, how, you know, and it's like, but I always got this vibe, like, that's how it seemed to me. Like, everyone, like, okay, this is one time of the year you can, I mean, and usually what I'll do is, me and my wife give each other cards all the time and stuff because we when we were dating, we lived in different states. And, yeah, maybe, and it's just a tradition to give each other lots of cards. And for me, it's like I had a hard time finding any, like, romantic, I love you kind of cards that didn't say Valentine's Day on them that were in July or in June or in May or in August, around the fourth of July. No, you can't find anything like that. Around February, after Christmas, you can find a ton of them. So I'm like, okay. Turn up. And then I would try to find ones that maybe were lovey-dovey but didn't have Valentine's. And even if they did have, we'd just buy a bunch so we could give them throughout the year. You know, and that's just how it is. I mean, if you buy your wife flowers any time of the year, you know how they go up like double for Valentine's. You know, it's just the case. I mean, it's ridiculous. But I just always believe in, like, one year I celebrated way before Valentine's Day. She came home, and I had jazz music on. I had candles. It was a blast. She wasn't expecting it at all. Because it wasn't a, because I'm like, well, the February 14th and stuff, we usually kind of do my birthday as one celebration. So I usually do Valentine's Day. I do something special for hers. Sometimes I usually do it a little early, do something special, she'll come home, and that's what I did. But I do that kind of crap all the time. To me, it should be more than just one day, and I hope you out there do that for more than one day. And I hope you do it more than just once a year. And my wife, but I accept that my wife's not that romantic person that doesn't do all that crap. Yeah, and I accept that. I mean, if she did it. I mean, she's done stuff for my birthday in the past, so, you know, and always will. But it's just we accept who we marry and stuff, and, you know, and it's just, we're all different. I just feel like this country is like us. It's not one belief. You know, I respect what Mormons believe. I respect what Jews believe and stuff. But when you look at it, you know, we're a nation of laws. You need to follow these rules. You know, and we need to be about, you know, patriotism should be more than just a 4th of July thing, just like Valentine's Day should be every day, all the time. So, enough about St. Valentine. I got to figure out what I'm going to do for this year. If anything, I'll do something. Oh, we'll see. But moving on, folks. As if you haven't heard by now, Lionel Messi is coming to Manchester United only if Cristiano Ronaldo comes. And Cristiano said, yes, he is. So we're getting Lionel Messi. We're getting Cristiano Ronaldo. We're getting them all. We're getting Griezmann. We're getting everybody. Yeah. Drexler, he's coming. We're going to get Sanchez and Ozil. We're getting them all. Just kidding. I'll be surprised, honestly, if we do anybody we get during the transfer window. I would almost be excited that at least we did a transfer. I wouldn't want Danny Rose because I think Luke Shaw's better. We don't need that. But I hope that we get somebody signed. I mean, the team right now is in Dubai. You got to understand, we got a World Cup summer coming up. There's not going to be a lot of business done. There's probably going to be about a month of time that things are going to be done for any team. And we have to do a heck of a lot just to get up to Man City. I mean, Pepe Guardiola inherited a great team. And it didn't take a lot for him to take his great team and make it even better. I mean, I remember watching some of the old David Moyes teams, and you could fall asleep almost at the game. Just because it was like, holy cow. It's like, where is the speed? Where is, you know, where's the, I don't see no attacking. I don't see no crosses into the box. No. It's crazy. And I hope we get some, signings in this short transfer window. We have to do some business of some kind. Now the big question is, who do we blame? If we're not getting signings, if we're not getting players, who do we blame? If we don't get Oso, or we don't get Griezmann, we don't get Sanchez, who's pocketbooks? I mean, is it Edward Ward? Is he the problem? Is Mourinho saying, here, these are who I want, and they're not going to, because that's how he's portrayed it, that, hey, I want these players, these are who I said I wanted, and I'm not giving anybody, I'm not getting. I don't know where the solution is, where the answer is, because Mourinho says he wants to take us back to the team we were, he wants to get us back to the winning ways. We'll have to wait and see. Cause there is talk amongst United fans that are we going to get anyone even in January? Now if Arsenal sell Sanchez, I don't think they're going to get rid of Olsen. And there's talk that Olsen may stay because then he'd be like the top man. But at the same time, I don't see Arsenal doing anything if Ozil wants to get himself the potential title-winning team. I don't think Arsenal and the Gunners is where it's going to fall. It's not going to fall. But, you know, hey, if I'm going to be the number one man, if Sanchez goes, I mean, they need to have... Manchester United should have money on the table for Ozil and for Sanchez and some of these players and say, hey, we put a bid in. We'll see what happens. I want to get into this really quickly because I only got, about 4 minutes left. And as many of you in the racing community have noticed, the other day, at the end of the Rolex Grand Am GT Sports Car Series 24-hour Rolex race, Scott Pruitt will end his storied 50-year career from Roswell, California, born on March 24th, 1960. The man is a legend. He is probably one of my all-time favorite race car drivers that's not NASCAR. I got to meet the guy, 8 times. And he was always that guy that was like, yeah, hold that. No, I'm with a fan right now. I'm talking to him. I'm getting my picture. I'm, you know, hold those. It's like Dale Sr. would be like, no. Yeah, I know you're the media, but he signs my paycheck. Without this guy taking his hard-earned money to come to the track to see me, I wouldn't be here. So you take your cameras and hold on a sec. And Scott Pruitt always took time for his fans. I remember one of the last times I got to meet him, it was the year before they did the they had the Super Weekend where they had the Continental Sports Car Tire Series, and then they had the Rolex Grand Am GT Sports Car Series and all that. And they did the nationwide race in the Brickyard and the NASCAR race all in one weekend. And it was at the year before that. And like, there's a handful of people in line. I'm like, I'm getting in line. Cause I thought there'd be like a mile long line for him. And I'm like, do they realize this guy's like the Dale Earnhardt of motorsports in general? He's a MISA GTO champion in 88, 86, Michigan 500 winner in 95, 24 Hours of Daytona All Over winner in 94, 2007, 2008, 2011, 2013. Rolex Sports Car Series Daytona Prototype Grand Am Champion in 2004. In 2006, 2008, 2010, 2012, he was a team champion. And just, and the list go on and on and on. He was just incredible. And it's just, I guess I'm getting old because to see all these people that I grew up watching race and everything and just going bye-bye. I guess I am getting old. Hard to believe. And he was just, if you ever got to meet him, you'd know what I'm talking about. He's a great, great guy. Really cool. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the program. I hope you feel a part of, and hopefully you do. Make Valentine's Day every day. Just do stuff to show your wife you love her all the time. Because if God gave her to you, you know, he entrusted you with her care, take care of her. Yes, sir. And you can bitch and complain about this country. You can try to do something to fix it in your own communities and help out and give back. That's what I hope you get from this program, folks. Give back to others. Help out when you can and do what you can. And remember, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Thursday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.